This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot at all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Thursday, 9 May, in the year of our Lord, 2024. Of course, today is in Russia, it's called Victory Day. Yesterday was VE Day, and we commemorate that. We'll do something at 6 o'clock on the about the Eastern Front of the German War, as they call it in World War II. Today at 6. Adam, just a question before we let you go. By the way, it's an amazing piece. We're pushing it out. It's up on your Substack, or Peter Navarre's Substack. How long have you had this idea? Was this something that you were inspired when he was sent to prison over the misdemeanor? Or is this something because of your family's background, your background, you've been thinking about this a lot?
I've been thinking about this a lot, you know, following the news during the first Trump administration. You know, whenever Dr. Navarro was included on a project or on a trip, I always felt like the American people had a seat at the table when it came to the work that was being done in the first Trump administration. So this is something that I've been thinking about for years. I think that he would be President Trump's best choice for vice president in 2024.
Amazing. We'll make sure everybody gets a read on this. We're going to have you back because already the audience for our live chat, they're all over this. So really, thank you very much. Adam, where do people get you? Social media, where can you get all your writing?
I'm on Substack at New Century, N-E-W-S-E-N-T-R-Y, like guard.substack.com. And I'm also on Twitter at ad, M-O-L-O-N, at Twitter and on Gitter and also on Truth Social, New Century, N-E-W-S-E-N-T-R-Y.
Adam, thank you very much. Adam Malone. If I talk to my producer, Cameron, I want the MTG piece teed up and just give me the thumbs up when we've got it from what she did yesterday. You have spent your career on investigating the CCP, what happened during the pandemic, all of this with detailed investigations that, quite frankly, are far deeper on Capitol Hill. You've always come to me and say, hey, this town is run by the lobbyists. This town is run by the money. This town is run by K Street. And they are the most corrupting influence of all, particularly where they take the money from. Your thoughts?
Oh, it's absolutely true. I think we saw it really come to the forefront during COVID-19 with Big Pharma, of course, ratcheting up their lobbying expenditures to the tune of millions, over $10 million. And of course, I think with the salt in the wound, the worst part of it is that the people that they're hiring are former federal government employees who are taxpayer dollars used to subsidize. And I think it sort of speaks to the managed decline of this country that we are creating basically the enemy. We are propping up the people, paying their salaries to give them the leverage, the kind of understanding of how the intricacies of the federal government, which they then use to exploit, right, the members that they used to work for to push for policies that are so at odds with the American people. And I think sort of the age-old question that we're always trying to come to terms with here in the War Room is when you say, you know, they are doing this, they're pushing these policies, whether it's the uniparty, whatever kind of nebulous term you want to put in there. I think so much of the locus of that issue falls on the lobbyists because they're corrupting the members, they're corrupting the staff, and the staff wants to go and work for these lobbying firms, so they're not going to bite the hand that will eventually feed them right down the road one day. And I think, too, the other very important element when it comes to the lobbying, we're, of course, talking about, you know, the domestic enemy, right, which is, I would argue, big pharma, big tech, these big woke corporations. But the foreign element of lobbying is almost more sinister. And, right, you know, I've focused on that through the purview of the Chinese Communist Party, but it shouldn't be lost on anyone. When the Trump administration came out and I believe put, what was it, about 24 Chinese companies on their military or on our entity list, blacklisted them basically for being proxies of the People's Liberation Army. Over 25% of them had active representation from U.S. lobbyists. Again, from the same companies, which, by the way, refused to work with Republican candidates, disavowed us for, you know, daring to question the election and the integrity of these elections. These are the same people who have worked for candidates and you know, for corrupt foreign leaders in third world countries, helping them attempt to overturn election results. So I think that the lobbying issue really just is a glaring example of how backwards the priorities are in Washington, D.C.
And this gets to Ken Buck's statement on Stephanie Ruhle last night. Oh, it's not the institutions that were staffed by good people. They have been corrupted by money, and the instrument to do that is these lobbying firms and what we call K Street. That is one of the most corrupting elements of all. Let's play MTG in the arena, in the Lions Den yesterday. I want to play this again so you can see the response she got when she brought up the motion to vacate, to basically clean up the Republican Party. Let's go ahead and play it.
I seek recognition to give notice of my intent to raise a question of the privileges of the House. The form of the resolution is as follows. Declaring the office of Speaker of the House Representatives to be vacant. This is the uniparty for the American people watching.
The gentlelady will suspend.
Congressman Green now joins us. I consider that a huge victory yesterday, part of the unmasking. This is a process. Trust the process. It's going to take time, but what a great start yesterday. You went in there and in front of all America and all the world, you heard the K Street money just absolutely through the instruments of the Democratic Party and the Republican people that have been bought off, booed you, you know, lustily. Your thoughts, ma'am?
Well, that was exactly what I expected, Steve. And you know, I think it was a great victory yesterday. It was a great victory for the American people to see the truth, for the curtain to be drawn back and them to see the ugly truth. The uniparty is alive and well in the people's house. Now, that's where the irony is just screaming. And yeah, you're right. You can talk about the special interests controlling Washington, D.C., but the vote yesterday proved that Mike Johnson is completely bought and paid for by the Democrats. Nancy Pelosi, Jerry Nadler, the two Democrats that led the effort to impeach President Trump twice, voted to save Mike Johnson, along with Hakeem Jeffries and the entire Democrat leadership team. But so did Republicans. And that shows you right there that we have a lot of work to do in our GOP conference. If we're going to be the Republican majority that holds the House under President Trump, then our Republican majority needs to be whipped into shape. Because yesterday they completely capitulated to Democrat control of the House of Representatives, even though we have solid control with Republican votes. And it was proven yesterday, all the lies were proven, Steve. Democrats can't take control of the House. Hakeem Jeffries cannot become Speaker of the House because we have the votes and we hold the majority. But Hakeem Jeffries is indeed Speaker today because Democrats saved Mike Johnson.
Let's say, you know, the great Matt Gaetz, I know he's a colleague of yours and been a fighter. You've gone around the nation with Congressman Gaetz, obviously has a huge following here in the war room. He put out right afterwards, I agree with Marjorie. I agree with Congressman Green. I agree with the bill of indictment. But we have a couple of slippery colleagues in here that might flip to vote for Hakeem. And I'm very worried about him becoming not just the de facto speaker, but actually the speaker. Your thoughts?
Well, that's actually not true. And I love Matt, and I think he's great. He's proven himself to the American people. But the reality is, it's just not true. If the Democrats could bribe Republicans, two or three Republicans, to vote for Hakeem Jeffries, they would have already done it. And now is the time to do that. Because the reality and the truth is, in the coming weeks, just in a few weeks, we have three more new Republicans joining us in the House of Representatives that are about to win special elections in very red seats. So if that was going to happen, it would have happened before I called the motion to vacate. It would have happened yesterday when I called the motion to vacate. So that theory is just wrong. And we aren't at risk of losing the House based on numbers of votes of Democrats and Republicans. We've already lost the House, Steve. We lost it back when Mike Johnson passed Biden's full agenda that fully funded the Department of Justice that is prosecuting President Trump and wants to put him in jail the rest of his life. This is the same Department of Justice that is politically persecuting January 6th defendants to the point where the fifth January 6th defendant that we know of committed suicide in April. So Mike Johnson fully funded the weaponized government. He weaponized the FBI, gave them a brand new building. Chuck Schumer was so happy with that second part of the omnibus. He didn't change a period. He didn't change a comma. He didn't change one single word. He just passed it through the Senate and then bragged about Mike Johnson, how much he likes him and how happy he is to work with him. So the reality is the Uniparty got fully exposed. And in that big exposure there, Steve, people need to realize that there was a variety of reasons that some Republicans voted to save Mike Johnson. And then there was a variety of reasons that Democrats voted to save Mike Johnson. But what got exposed yesterday, Steve, is that the People's House does not belong to the people. It fully belongs to the Uniparty, and the numbers are huge. I mean, think about the fact that our Republican Party is unwilling to stand up to a Republican speaker, throw him out, no matter what the timing is, no matter that we have an election 6 months away. They're unwilling to throw him out because they don't want to rock the boat. It's not because they're afraid Democrats are going to take control of the House. They're just afraid of rocking the boat and afraid how that might play out. But that's such a grave mistake. This is only May. This is May. There's a long time between now and November. And the biggest threat we have coming as we move towards the fall is the September 30th government funding deadline. And that's where we could get another omnibus crammed down our throats that pays for more of Biden's wish list, that gives Chuck Schumer more of what he wants. And the real threat is another huge package of billions of dollars going to fund the war in Ukraine, where I can tell you right now, Lloyd Austin and many, many of the people here in Washington want to put U.S. troops on the ground. That is absolutely what they want. And as this war is continued and peace talks are not had, that is a real threat that may happen to us because Ukraine is running out of men. They are running out of men that are able to fight, so much so that they are now drafting their own prisoners and putting them out on the battlefield. So this is not over yet. Now was the time to remove Mike Johnson as speaker and go ahead and put someone else in that can at least hold the line until we reelect Trump in November.
We'd like to hold you through the break if we can, but leading up to the break, Eli Crane was here, said he had an event in Payson. He asked people in that audience, hardworking patriotic Americans, about Mike Johnson, who thinks he's done a good enough job to remain. Boos, unanimous boos. Last night, I gave a speech in Palm Beach, Florida, totally different crowd. I said MTG just coming forward about the Mike Johnson, remove Mike Johnson, most of the vacate. Unanimous, standing ovation, having your back. Throughout the country, Republican voters and the people engaged in MAGA politics and Republican politics have your back on this. Is that seeped into the consciousness of the conference, ma'am?
Maybe they're finding out when they get back home this weekend, Steve, as they're out campaigning for their own primary reelections. I hope they're hearing exactly what you described. I know my district is proud and is standing with me, and I'm so grateful to them. But this is why I ran for Congress, Steve. I literally walked out in 2020 and I said, I'm running for Congress because I'm sick and tired of the Republican Party that never does what it says it's going to do, that never holds Democrats accountable and never, ever pursues our agenda and puts it into action. We never defeat the Democrats with the Republican Party of today. And I ran for Congress to take a sledgehammer to the Republican establishment and to hold the Republican Party accountable, because we don't have time to sit and wait while people have their big fancy fundraisers, while they go hang out with the lobbyist on K Street, and while they give their little 5-minute speeches at committee hearings, and they have their little Fox News hits, and they talk tough on TV. We don't have time for that anymore. The American people are losing, and they're tired of getting kicked in the teeth every single day while Democrats win and win and win. And so, you know what? I think this is the time to do it. Again, look, I'm an athlete. I've trained for all kinds of competitions. And I know you have to train. You have to work out hard. You have to get into shape for competition. The competition and the race is coming in January of 2025. And if our Republican majority right now can't stand up to the Democrats while we actually hold the speaker's gavel, then what kind of Republican House majority are we going to be when we finally get Donald J. Trump back in the White House? And this is what it's all about. So I hope Republicans are figuring it out.
Congressman Green, just hang on for 1 second. Short commercial break. Also, Brody Mullen from the Wall Street Journal, the Wolves of K Street, all next.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. There are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood this as a valued form of money for millennia. I actually think for 8,000 years of man's recorded history. It's why people are flocking to it now, why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA in physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Let me repeat that. It doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. To learn more about this, to immerse yourself in information, text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? Because a storm's coming. If it can't, call the people I trust. That's Birch Gold. Text Bannon to 989898. Secure your savings today. Birch Gold Group.
Unity party, like it's an insult, it's a negative. But isn't that what the American people are looking for? Unity, bipartisanship?
I agree with you. Bipartisanship a few years ago was a good thing. When people could work across the aisle and there was common ground, it was a good thing. What Marjorie Taylor Greene is trying to do is send a message to the American people that the institutions are corrupt, that the institutions are against you, the hardworking American. I think that fails, and it should fail, because the institutions are made up of a lot of really good, hardworking people who are trying their very best under difficult circumstances, under very polarizing circumstances, to get good things done.
They only get $7.3 trillion a year. Congressman Green, your response to your former colleague, Ken Buck, who's now trying out, to be an MSNBC correspondent. Your thoughts, ma'am, on Stephanie Ruhle calling it the Unity Party, ma'am.
Yeah. Unity Party, Uniparty champion there himself, Ken Buck. I think that is laughable. I think the American people, well, they pretty much hate Ken Buck. Let's be honest about it, Steve. We know that. So what Ken Buck is saying is the American people give a strong seal of approval to the Uniparty here in Washington, D.C., that has put them in over $34 trillion in debt, that for decades has funded foreign wars, that has ripped our border wide open and never solved the border crisis that is really the war on America. You know, so he says that America is totally happy with that, which apparently, Steve, is why America gives Congress a 13% approval rating. I think that that polling statistic number right there shows that Americans are fed up with the Uniparty in Washington, and that Ken Buck is a very proven liar in order to get a paycheck there on MSNBC.
You are one of the top two or three defenders of President Trump. You've been a firebrand. You're always fighting for MAGA. But President Trump has come out, and particularly even after your stay, and said, hey, look, I appreciate her fight. I appreciate her tenacity. I understand where she's coming from. But we need to have unity and not sow chaos. Do you think you're sowing chaos or actually just lancing the boil and getting out in front of people what must be addressed today, because we can't cover it up anymore? And the and voters, well, I can tell you, from Palm Beach to Payson, Arizona, understand that we're just, all we're doing is being totally submissive to the radical Democrats. President Trump's asking you to stand down. Will you do that, ma'am?
Well, I think you got to read the beginning of that statement where he said, I love Marjorie Taylor Greene, that she's a fighter and has a strong spirit. and that she's going to be here for a long time. And that is the truth. I have incredible support from my district, who also absolutely loves President Trump. So I think President Trump did a good job with his statement last night. I really do. I think that he showed strong leadership for the entire Republican Party. But he also acknowledged that Mike Johnson is a good man, which he has said all along. And many of us say that. But he also acknowledged that he's not necessarily standing with Mike Johnson's speakership. And he said maybe now is not the time, but maybe later may be the time to oust Mike Johnson. And some have talked about after the November election. Here's where I stand. I ran for Congress because Republicans didn't support President Trump when he was president the first time. I'll never forget Paul Ryan and the complete failure as a speaker he was, and that Republican-controlled Congress that washed their hands of President Trump and allowed the special counsel Robert Mueller to basically pursue President Trump in unbelievable politically weaponized ways. That was on the Republicans' watch where that whole thing started. You know, and I'm done with that Republican Party. I am going to hold that type of Republican-controlled Congress completely accountable. And so that's what we're doing here today. Again, we've got to get this Republican majority in shape and actually ready to fight, because let's talk about where we're at, Steve. We still have a stolen election from 2020. And if anybody watched the hearings from Georgia, where they were litigating and talking about where are these ballots and how many ballots are missing and talking about the different numbers and all the different counts from the 2020 election, needs to realize that we're in for a big fight for this 2024 election. And election integrity is the number one issue. And that's something President Trump has told me personally himself. So I'm going to do what President Trump says and make sure that our elections are watched, supervised closely, and do everything we can to prevent election fraud. That is number one. That's how we take back power in Washington, D.C. Another thing, though, I will not back off of my colleagues. There is no way. I will hold them accountable for President Trump's agenda. I will continue to be a hammer in the House against them if they do not do everything they can to support his agenda and protect him. And they're doing nothing to protect him right now. One of my demands of Mike Johnson was to defund Jack Smith. This is something I talked about very early on in our majority that we have right now. And I'd even put in amendments to defund Jack Smith. And no one did it. And Mike Johnson can't run down to Mar-a-Lago every time he feels pressure and people are yelling at him and stand next to President Trump on a stage if he is unwilling to do everything he can in his power. And the speaker is powerful. We're talking third in line to the president, more powerful than any of the other three in the Four Corners meetings. He absolutely can stop Jack Smith. He can stop the weaponized government in the DOJ that he fully funded if he's willing to grow a spine and do it. And you know what? Mike Johnson is still speaker, so maybe he will do that, and I hope he does. But I'm not going to back down on holding my party accountable. We're going to do everything we can to reelect President Trump so that we can pursue our agenda in 2025.
Before you bounce, Warren Posse is going to light the phones up today. What should be their message to the 196, their representatives that didn't have your back and allowed Mike Johnson in broad daylight to become Hakeem Jeffries' mini-me, that Hakeem Jeffries is now the Speaker of the House, as Hakeem Jeffries told the nation on 60 Minutes on Sunday? What should they say to people when they make when the emails are sent, the text messages, and the calls? What should they say?
Well, I can tell you right now, I think people are furious. The people I've talked to are so angry, I really can't repeat the words I've heard on this broadcast here because it might take you off air. But people are furious right now. I mean, you wouldn't believe, they're threatening to kick me off committees. They're threatening all kinds of horrible things against me here in Washington. And you know, I hope people support me and help defend me. And if they want to, you can go to defendmtg.com. I greatly appreciate your help, because this is when they come after you, is after we stand up and do things like this. But if you're going to call your representative that voted with Hakeem Jeffries and Nancy Pelosi and joined the Uniparty last night, I think you should remind them of one thing that I've been telling everybody and we all know is true. voters are turning out big for Donald J. Trump in November this year, and they're checking that name at the top of the ticket. But I think Republicans in the House are in danger of having their name skipped on the ballot, because we all know that's how it is. We vote for the people we like and the people we support, and we skip the other names of the people that we think are not worth our vote. That's how all voters are. And I've been telling everybody here, I've been telling the NRCC, I've been telling the RNC, and I've been telling my GOP conference that we have to earn the votes of the people, that we have to be a Republican majority right now that earns the majority in 2025. You can't just sit there and constantly hide behind President Trump and depend on him to drag you across the ballot, because this is the last time he is on the ballot. So it's time for the Republican Party to straighten up and actually earn the votes of the American people.
Congressman Green, one more time, where do people go to get all the information about you?
You can follow my social media, Rep MTG. And if you're willing to pitch in to help defend me and help me out, defendmtg.com. Thank you, Steve.
Congressman Green, honored to have you on there here. Great job yesterday.
Thank you.
The railhead of this, a lot of this problem is the money. Where the money comes from, how does it get cycled through? That is K Street. It couldn't be a more perfectly timed book than the takedown of K Street. The Wolves of K Street from Brody Mullen won the lead, if not the lead, investigative report of the Wall Street Journal. Sir, the book is just out. What inspired you to take on K Street?
Yeah, you know, my brother and I wrote this book, and I'd covered lobbying for 20 years and realized a lot of what you say is right, that you know, there's sort of one establishment in Washington. It's Republicans, it's Democrats, it's the lobbyists, and they're all on the same team, and they're sort of against everyone else. And if you look at the policies that we're creating in Washington, you know, they help the well-off and the establishment at the expense of everyone else. I think that's creating a lot of these problems, both on the right that you're talking about, but also on the left. I mean, a lot of the regular rank-and-file Republicans and rank-and-file Democrats are both being sort of screwed over by the establishment in D.C. So it seemed like a worthy thing to dive into.
What was it? We got about a minute for, we'll hold you through break. Why did you title the book The Wolves of K Street?
That's a good question. I came up with that title late one night. It just seemed kind of a catchy thing. But, you know, we're looking at sort of some of the bad guys in Washington who are taking public policy and shaping it in ways that hurt regular people, Republicans or Democrats, and help corporate America. And Wolves seemed like the right title for that one.
Brody, hang on for a second. We're going to hold you. I know everybody in this audience is going to want to get this book. Also, Patrick K. O'Donnell, the greatest combat historian, people, you've supported him forever, launched his new book, The Unvanquished, a 5-star review in today's Wall Street Journal. So make sure you go check it out. We told you this is going to be a blockbuster. It is. He's in Appomattox tonight. Go to his site. But Patrick K. O'Donnell, we're just going to give you a public shout. The book's amazing. We actually broke it here last year. We've had him on. The book's already number one on Amazon. I think it's a historical book of the month. But the Wall Street Journal today, with an incredible, really rave review. You're going to love this book. It reads like a novel. Brody Mullins with The Wolves of K Street. That couldn't be better. That's a great title, isn't
good
it?
One.
Because you deal those guys are the dirtiest. Okay, short commercial break. Birchgold.com, end of the dollar empire. Get up to speed. One of the powers of this show is we go into capital markets for a working class and middle class audience. You get the, you know, we bring the finest brains around here to talk about debt, to talk about the deficits. Understand the prime reserve currency, the end of the dollar empire. Birchgold.com, promo code Bannon. It's totally free. 5 installments. The 5th one's out. The central bank digital currency. Short break. Brody Mullins on the other side.
Criminals have access to more advanced tools than ever, and now they're using them to steal our most valuable asset. That would be your home. In Miami, an elderly woman didn't find out an empty plot of land she owned was stolen until she went to pay taxes. A stranger had already paid them, and property records showed she had sold the land. They had forged her signature and registered a fake deed. How scary is that? That's why you need to get Home Title Lock today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and immerse yourself in this information. Think that it can't happen to you? Well, you are wrong. When's the last time you checked your home's title? All a thief has to do is forge your signature, refile as the new owner. And once your home is not in your name, it can get really ugly, and it can get really ugly fast. They can take out equity loans or even sell your house to an unsuspecting buyer who shows up at your door one day and says, hey, this baby is mine. Don't think your home insurance policy will protect you. It won't. Check your home today for free when you get to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Bannon at signup. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon at signup. You'll get a free scan of your home's title plus 30 days of protection totally free. That is 30 days of protection totally free. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon. Do not let these thieves steal your home in broad daylight.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, Mike Johnson's over at, I think, WABC right now with Brian Kilmeade, and he's talking about mass deportations. Why is he talking about mass? This is a guy who would not close the border, would not use any leverage at all. He had all the leverage in the world and promised us, looked us in the eye, he was going to seal the border, secure the border, no more illegal alien invasion. And now he's talking about mass deportations. There are no coincidences. He had a near-death experience yesterday. We're still going to get him. He knows that. And now it's going to be all tough. You're going to start, just wait for it. We're going to get our investigation, right? Because we've dropped the hammer on these guys. The only thing they respond to is Smash Mouth. You would love to be able to do it anyway. Reason, you know, what's the good of the people? What helps the American people? What puts America first? No. It all comes down to leverage. It all comes down to power plays. You have to do it. And the reason you have to do it is the money. They're impervious to you. They're impervious. They think they're impervious to voters because of the K Street funnel of basically distorting public policy for the good of corporate interest and big donor interest. Brody Mullins, you've been the lead investigative reporter on this for the Wall Street Journal for, is it two decades, about 20 years?
That's right. Yeah, two decades.
Is it better now and more open and more transparent, or is it worse than when you first started, sir?
It's definitely getting worse. I mean, when I first started, we had the Republicans, who are obviously the party of big business and championed lower taxes and lower regulations for companies. And that was fine. And then Democrats during the Clinton administration really came around also. Democrats and Republicans were swallowing all this corporate cash from corporate PACs. And we sort of created a huge pro-business center where businesses for 20 or 30 years got everything they wanted. I mean, look at trade bills or tax bills. You know, there have been a series of corporate tax bills, corporate tax cuts, I should say, going back to the 1980s. There have been no corporate tax increases during that time. Meanwhile, there have been several tax increases on regular folks. Look at trade. You know, we passed a series of open trade bills that have moved American jobs overseas and hurt American people. And that's just getting worse and worse and worse. There is a little more transparency about where this money's going, but it's still not enough.
In your book, give me your theory of the case of why you called it Wolves of K Street and About K Street. Why do you, Wolves already puts in people's minds, these people are killers, they travel in packs, they're looking to devour, you know, humans. Why is it Wolves, and why do you use that? Why did that come to you in the middle of the night of this is the best way for me to describe it to an audit, guys going through an airport to grab the book?
You know, we certainly didn't mean it in any sort of a violent way, but it is a pack. And one of the problems in Washington is that there's really only the corporate lobby talking to members of Congress. There are not interest groups for populists or progressives that really have any influence in Washington. So when a member of Congress sits down, a Republican or a Democrat, when they sit down to decide whether they're going to vote on a private equity tax increase or a free trade bill or some regulation, the only people they're talking to are lobbyists. They open their office doors, and there's lobbyists XYZ all down the hallway, and there's no one on representing the other side. So it really is a pack. And most corporations are, you know, generally want the same thing. They want lower regulations. They want open trade. They want lower taxes. And look what our country's done. They've gotten all those things. So it really is a wolf pack.
Is this also one of the reasons we've had this invasion from the southern border? We have now, even Biden admits, I think, 8 or 10 million on his watch. You're now seeing CBO saying that the illegal immigration is, the Fed talks about they'd use it to lower wages, but also now for the consumption of the illegal aliens, that's a driving part of the economy. That's why we have any growth that we have. Is that also come from the Chamber of Commerce and other people on K Street that the reason that we have open borders and it doesn't change and Mike Johnson doesn't change it and Republicans talk about it but never make change, is it because of K Street?
I don't know if K Street is responsible for the open border crisis that we have right now, but K Street and corporate America and the Chamber of Commerce are certainly for free labor, cheap labor, and open borders. I mean, they were behind open immigration policies for 30, 40 years, and they still support it. And, you know, the Republican Party was for open trade until just the last couple of years. So, you know, I would blame some of that on K Street and corporate lobbies, but not all of it.
What if you had a couple of recommended changes that you think that happened, that the people get, that somehow we balance this out so the people's voice gets heard as much as the corporatist, what recommendations would you make?
Well, I think that people need to get more involved themselves. I mean, right now, I've been, as I said, a reporter for 20 years covering Washington, and there's one thing I know for sure, and that is a member of Congress will do whatever they can to get reelected. And to get reelected, you need money, but you also need 51% of your voters to support you. And so those voters have tremendous power. Right now, they're disorganized. Companies are up on Capitol Hill. They have billions of dollars. They have campaign checks. They have PACs. They have trips they can take people on. They've got lobbyists. They've got all these tools and resources to pressure members of Congress to do things that they want. But the people really have the power in terms of votes. But the people need to act on that. They need to call their members of Congress. They need to write their members of Congress and say, hey, you know, don't support that corporate tax cut or don't support this border bill or whatever they want. The people can have more power. I mean, Donald Trump is actually a really, really good example. When Donald Trump ran for election in 2016, the establishment hated him. Companies hated him. Companies didn't give him any money. They gave all their money to Hillary Clinton because they supported sort of that pro-business center that the Clintons represented. Donald Trump won because he had the people. When it comes to lobbying, it should be the same way. The companies have the power and the resources, but the people should really be able to stand up and get members of Congress to do what they want.
Brody, where can people get the book? Where can they find out about if you're going to go do book signings, all of that? Because I know this audience is going to devour this book. This is one of the things we cover every day. So where do people go?
Yeah, you guys will love this book. It's available anywhere right now. It came out earlier this week. You can follow me on Twitter at Brody Mullins DC, and I'll put my book signings out there. But it's available at any bookstore, available online, anywhere you want.
Brody, your reporting's amazing. The book's amazing. We'll make sure you have you back on and go some specifics about the wolves themselves, some of these personalities that you get into. Brody, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
The timing of this book couldn't be better. I mean, you had the fight yesterday. And look, the 196 supported Johnson because of the corporate lobbyists. It's the corporate money.
Well, I think the other interesting thing, too, is that a lot of the firms that are representing, whether it's corporate America, but there's a lot of crossover when it comes to representing foreign interests, too. And I think my take on that and what sort of the real truth of it is, the Chinese Communist Party, all these countries that are sworn adversaries, they are strategically picking the same lobbying firms that these corporations, the American corporations, are hiring.
Because they see that they're dialed into the American corporations and they're getting what they want. And that's why they dovetail in and say, we want these guys too.
And I think part of it, and it's more broadly what the Chinese Communist Party's kind of infiltration strategy has been as of late. I think from 2000 to 2010, sort of around the World Trade Organization entry, they were content with just influencing narratives about the rise of China and just kind of the American economic perception that China was an economic miracle, which is why we're okay with outsourcing factories to them and inviting them in. That's why they can own our farmland. But I think in the last decade, you've seen the Chinese Communist Party become a lot more hostile and aggressive. And I think the reason why they are putting a lot of these same firms on retainer is because they want to have control over what these companies are doing too, right? There's a lockstep, there's a convergence of interests. And when you talk about these sort of elite merger going on in this country, it's very curious, right? That it's not just even Chinese companies, it's Chinese embassies, the ministries, the Chinese regime itself are hiring the same exact companies, the rather law firms and lobbying firms that American companies are. How can they have this? How can you reconcile that, right? You logically, you can't make sense of it. But the point is that they are all part of the same kind of wolf class, the wolf of K Street, but it's much bigger than K Street.
And Brody brings to the thing that these are billions of dollars. one of the reasons you have the situation on the border is that the Chamber of Commerce, the big corporations, they want lower wages. They want more people in the country. They think these people are consumers, and they don't have to deal with the, you saw this in the hearing that Jordan and the guys had down at in Yuma. They don't have to deal with the failed hospitals. They don't have to deal with the collapse of the primary and secondary education in the town. They don't have to deal with the police or full-time, you know, going against the cartels and the illegal
alien
invaders.
They don't have to deal with the collapse of America because they're going to profit from it. And frankly, they don't think that there's anything unique or special about
this country. You buy the theory they're going to make as much money on the way down as they made on the way up.
It's not just a theory. It's happening.
What, how does this tie back in to this fight with Marjorie Taylor Greene? I mean, the audience right now, make sure, you know, get Bill Blaster, but make sure today you contact your representative. I had 196, including many of the folks that have come on this show, right, consistently, but yesterday they blinked. And you just got to ask them, okay, I'm open-minded. Give me the reason that you blinked. Now, we've heard, I've never been a believer at all in two of them are going to flip. I just don't. My point is call their bluff. Let's see. Let's unmask them. Just like Netanyahu to call the bluff of Joe Biden. Joe Biden said no arms that was already allocated by the House. No arms, no weapons. If you're going to go into Rafah and take out the Hamas brigades. Donald Trump has got the same thing with the judge. The judge says, you say anything else, you cross this line on the gag order, you're going to go to jail. Call the bluff. Call the bluff on the House members. When you contact your House member today, make sure you put them on the spot. Explain to me, have the staff explain to me exactly why you backed Johnson, who was saved by the Democrats. Make sure you ask them first. How does this start to build to a boil? Because I can tell you it's going to be a long, hot summer on the campuses, in the streets, but it's going to be a contentious summer in on Capitol Hill. Mike Johnson's running now over to Fox, or Brian Kilmeade, talking about what a tough guy he's going to be on mass deportations, a guy that had all the power, everything you possibly do to secure the border and didn't.
Yeah, I won't hold my breath. But the reason why we're already in this period, I think, of kind of stagnation is because we had a year of Kevin McCarthy, who is the epitome of the moneyed interests in Washington, D.C., right? You could have a faceless person there. He just represents whatever the donors, right? He got the spot because he was good at raising money. And now you have Mike Johnson up there. And look, whether it's the border, election integrity, they always, the only way they introduce the legislation, the only reason that Mike Johnson is there talking about mass deportations, they probably focus tested that with like MAGA people. They think that's the red meat that they eat, is because we forced him to not to do something, yes, but just to give us an yes inch, thinking that we'll take it. But we want actual action. We don't need another letter. I'm so glad that
you don't you don't need more performative.
How about this? The COVID Select Committee puts out a letter yesterday telling the State Department that they need to give us the unredacted version of a document very pertinent to the origins of COVID. Buried lead there being that it was the U.S. State Department that covered for the Chinese Communist Party, not even the Chinese Communist Party. How about you strip them of their funding instead of sending another useless letter? As Nancy Pelosi, how many letters did she ever send when she was Speaker of the House? She didn't need to, right?
Just the fear
all
of Nancy
we do
Pelosi.
At the end of this sorry Congress, sharply all we're going to have
sharply
is
worded
letters, a stack of letters.
Sharply worded
yeah
letters. Okay, we're going to take a short break here in a second. A couple of things. Number one, Warpath Coffee. You never get to do the Warpath Coffee because you're doing the afternoon show.
Well, I actually don't drink coffee.
Okay, we're going to have to convert it. Tej
so
Gill.
Tej Gill.
She drinks lemonade in the morning. No.
Only water.
only water. Good.
Yes.
Okay, warpath.coffee. /war room, you get your discount. Go there, 4,400, I think, now heading to 4,500. Endorsements from your fellow War Room posse. Don't take it from me. Take it from folks that go and drink it every day. Once you go to Warpath Coffee, you'll never turn back. I think it's the finest coffee ever roasted. Tej Gill and the team worked for a year and a half, 2 years on the dark roast. Of course, you got the medium blends, the mild blends, all of it. Just go check it out. You'll love it. Obviously, Josh Pettit informed me that the medium blends actually have a bigger kick. So go check it out today. Also, sacredhumanhealth.com. They got a bunch of different great products. I'm so proud of the grass-fed beef liver.
So good.
Don't take it for... Hey, there she goes.
So good for your skin.
She takes it for... Wow. She takes it, and she takes it with the water in the morning. She doesn't need to get jacked up with coffee. Grass-fed beef liver, sacredhumanhealth.com. Back in a moment.
Can't pay the IRS? You haven't filed in a while? Receiving threatening letters? Hey, it's about to get worse. You know why? The IRS is hiring an army of agents targeting hardworking Americans like you. They ain't going after the billionaires. They're coming after you. And you need warriors on your side. You need Tax Network USA. Tax Network USA has a brilliant strategy to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. For instance, they discover a limited special offer that the IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties. Let me repeat that. The IRS is prepared to waive $1 billion in penalties. But you have to find out today whether you qualify. Never let the IRS come at you alone. Let Tax Network USA's attorneys handle it. They have preferred direct lines to the IRS. They know which agents to work with and which agents to avoid. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt and offer a best-in-class guarantee. Let me repeat that. They've already solved for folks less, just like yourself, $1 billion in tax debts. Now schedule your free consultation. Let me repeat that. It's a free consultation now. Call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit the website taxnetworkusa.com/Bannon. That's taxnetworkusa.com/Bannon.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, there's a lot going on in the Stormy Daniels situation in Cross, I think, today. We've got a lot of Real America Voice coverage we'll get to in the 5 o'clock show. Mike Davis will join me. So this will be pretty intense. We'll get a complete update. Mike Davis has been going wild on Twitter right now, so we'll get Mike. Natalie Dominguez joins us from Home Title Lock with a kind of a blockbuster story. I want to make sure people know the danger of not getting on top of their title and making sure that it is absolutely theirs and absolutely secured. Natalie, what's your example today? It scares the hell out of me when you told me.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me. Yeah, you're right. Today we have a scary story coming to you guys from Atlanta, Georgia, where a homeowner's title was stolen. And the way she found out about it was by coming home to a bulldozer in the front of her house, tearing it down. It's awful. So Linda bought her house back in 1990 on a very prominent street in Atlanta's historic Old Fourth Ward. Flash forward 30 years to more recently, the home was boarded up from some fire damage and Linda was staying elsewhere while it was being repaired. One day, Linda comes home to check on the repairs to find a bulldozer crane in her front yard and her house in the process of being demolished. These photos that you're seeing right now are the photos that she took on her phone. The crane operator told her that they were hired by a company that claimed to have purchased it from a woman with the same last name as Linda, whom she'd never met before. And later, Linda found out that this person had claimed ownership by forging fraudulent documents a year prior, and in just 4 months had transferred the title and sold the property to this company that was currently tearing it down for $500,000. And when Linda tried to fight for her home, the company that purchased it fraudulently actually took her to court instead. They even had to depose Linda's neighbors to establish that she lived there, and multiple people were called in to testify that they'd never seen nor met the fraudster who sold it in the first place. And after a year and a half of fighting, Linda was finally able to get her property back, but now she can't afford to rebuild. So all that's left of her home of 30 years is an empty lot and a bunch of legal bills. And on top of all that, even after multiple attempts to file criminal charges against the fraudster, no charges have been filed and the fraudster is walking free. Now, what we found consistently from our cases here at Home Title Lock to cases being reported in the news is that across all states, these criminals are heavily targeting the elderly, as well as homes that are boarded up or appear to be abandoned or not being watched, which is what made Linda's home an easy mark for this crime. And as an education specialist, my job is to make sure the public knows what to watch out for, and ultimately, if you're a prime target. The most important thing to know is that time is the greatest factor here. Linda's title had been transferred for a whole year before she found out about it. And Steve, we want to help prevent your audience from coming home one day to a bulldozer in their front yard and their property in someone else's name.
That's the key. It's about timing. So walk me through, if they go to HomeTitleLock.com today, what happens? Well, walk us through, because if it's a year or something like that, you're going to have guys taking out second mortgages. You're going to have guys tearing down your house, selling your house. How do you compress that time frame?
So time is of the essence. Excuse me, Steve. They can go to our website, hometitlelock.com, use the promo code WARROOM to check on their title today. They can sign up. They get a free title scan as well as their first 30 days of our triple lock protection for free with no commitment. They can cancel at any time. What that means is they get monitoring, alerts, and if fraud occurs, restoration services with our team of restoration experts. We honestly just want your audience to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing their title is still in their name. So again, that's hometitlelock.com, promo code WARROOM, and thanks for having me on today, Steve.
But if you go there right now, just immerse yourself in information. You can talk to experts like Natalie. They got an incredible team over there. Incredible response. Natalie, thank you so much. You scared the hell out of me, but hopefully the audience will wake people up. You got to check it out. Natalie Dominguez, thank you, ma'am. I think Home Title Lock's best hire. I can say that.
She's a good name.
She's amazing. She's good. Thoughts? Give me 2 minutes. We got to bounce on your thoughts on last night. What you saw of people who wouldn't normally be called populist or be banging on the table to support MTG.
Well, I'll link it to a story that I think we were going to discuss today. What did we just learn from the Democratic, leader of the Senate Intelligence Committee? That they're re-upping the censorship efforts, right? CISA, DHS, they're restarting all of those committees ahead of the election to clamp down misinformation, disinformation, because they say we're going to start spreading it ahead of the election. Frankly, it shows that they're scared. And again, not to overplay, but I think it's so important that Fox did not throw to MTG, because I think that links in quite nicely with your speech last night, almost as important and good as MTG's. But these are people who hadn't heard someone stand up there and say, I'm not a conservative. I'm a right-wing populist. I'm a nationalist, right? These are words that I just think people have not heard.
And people respond. And people responded to it. They responded.
But that's what they do in the universities, right? They don't ever give you the other side of the coin, the other side of the story, because they know it's enticing. They know it's the truth. And that's why they have to censor it. If these ideas were so woefully unpopular, they wouldn't need to do that. But they have to put millions, if not billions of dollars, when you probably add it all up. That's why your deficit's probably so high. To coordinate between the NGOs, CISA, DHS, frankly, all these agencies, even the National Science Foundation, to suppress and censor the truth on all these social media platforms because they're so scared. So they're on the back foot, and we got to keep
fighting. How do people get your writing? How do they get you on social media, all of it?
Until I'm banned, Natalie G. Winters, on all social media platforms, and you can shop the USA Made Lifestyle Collection at shesoright.co.
Okay, and a warning out there, don't be slipping into her DMs.
This is life goal. Steve Bannon talking about my DMs
on live TV. Don't be slipping into her DMs.
They're a little out there sometimes.
Yes, exactly. Natalie, great job. So glad we're going to be in Palm Beach for a while doing this. Love the studio here. In fact, can we do an out? Can we go at least do the visual on the out? Lindell is tied up for a couple of days. I know that's hard to believe. We'll tell you why at the end of it. But he's given a gift to the Warren Posse. Free shipping for all of your orders. MyPillow.com/warroom. Of course, mystore.com/warroom. Go to 800-873-1062. The free shipping only for the Warren Posse continues. Been a great response to that. We wish Mike well. He's going to be back with us in the next couple of days. He's going to be on the road as soon as we can get him up and at him. Also want to give next, you got Charlie Kirk. He's always on fire, Brother Kirk. You got Jack Posobiec, Miranda Kahn, and our own Tara Dahl. Be back here at 4 at Real America's Voice. We're on at 5. The 5 and 6 o'clock show today will be on fire. That I guarantee you. Stick around for Charlie Kirk next on Real America's Voice. And we appreciate all your support for our sponsors. We have sponsors on here because they fit into the news that we cover. Obviously, I think we do a pretty good job on the CCP. Rosemary Gibson came on a couple of years ago in the first days of the pandemic and talked about the book that talked about the Chinese Communist Party controlling the entire supply chain for medical. And of course, Dr. Shanti built an entire company around it. Go check it out. JaceMedical.com. Open your eyes. Let the veil come down and see exactly how the pharmaceutical industry works. JaceMedical.com. Kirk next. We're back at 5 o'clock.
I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to rickardswarroom.com. That's rickardswarroom.com now to see the video.
Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.